Tim, thanks so much for coming back. I know this is the busy time for you, but I know you like talking about this stuff.
I do, man. Twice in one morning. This is a red-letter day, man.
Well, I thought of you when I looked at the newspapers today, because when you pull up the Detroit Free Press, the Detroit News, you see the Detroit Lions kind of dominating what's going on. And in the Detroit News, at least they had a big photo of Snyder and Bonnaro, little headshots in the Free Press. But you know what? I watched this. I think we just lost Tim. We'll get him back in just a moment here. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide on the internet at 1320WILS.com. What'd you think about the debate last night? The Democrats, did you like the way Verge handled herself? Republicans, did you like the way Rick Snyder answered questions? Did you find you had any challenges? Well, let's ask Tim Skubick. Tim, after I watched this twice last night, and after
twice,
yeah, I know I'm an idiot.
Oh no, your due diligence.
Well,
man.
I just walked away. Where's the beef? Where's the meat?
That
at?
Was exactly the blog that I just wrote. It's sometime this morning. I can't remember when it was. That was it. Where's the beef? I mean, part of this problem. Look at the candidates. Did what they needed to do, which was not give any specific answers, because if you tell the state government workers that you're going to lay off 50% of them, they're probably going to be hacked going into the voting booth, okay? Or if you tell the people you're going to raise the gas tax, some people aren't going to like that. So they got away with it last night. I'm reminded of Jennifer Granholm when she first ran for governor. She was being criticized in the campaign trail for not having enough specifics. And in a moment of candor, she told us, "I'd love to give you more specifics, but my handlers won't let me." Hey, you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The handlers won last night because they kept these guys pretty tied up in their general vague generalities about what they were going to do, but there was no meat on the bones.
Two things bothered me. One about Bonnaro is I think he kept harping on the same thing.
Yep.
And he didn't have any info to really lead me to want to know more.
Yep.
And then when it came to the question, how do you create jobs, Snyder didn't answer that question.
Well, you know what? First of all, it was a wasted question because we've heard this for the past 9 years, okay? The one that caught me was dealing with the deficit, all right? It was a good question. You're going to face a $1.6 billion deficit. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Mr. Snyder said, well, absolutely, the goal is to eliminate it. Well, that was insightful. And Bonnaro said, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of it with no gimmicks. All right, guys, that's your opening statement. Now tell me specifically. I hate to keep harping on this, but that's what was missing. It clearly was it was a disservice to the voters. I mean, we got a chance to see them together, but it's a crapshoot as to what you're going to get if you vote for any of these guys.
On that topic, what should we have heard? Because I've got in my notes here that Snyder said he wanted to look at the balance sheets, and he wanted to look at where every dime is going.
Yeah.
What specifically should they have told us, Tim?
They said, look, we have a $1.6 billion budget. Here's where I will cut. We'll take 10% out of the corrections department. We'll close two prisons. We'll lay off 3,000 state workers. I'll take a salary cut of 50%. Give us some meat so that we can look at it and say, you know what, that's not a bad idea. But again, they stayed away from it because it's controversial and it could cost them votes. And it's all about winning and not losing votes.
So here we are. the election is right around the corner. After watching that last night, I didn't learn any more about where I'm going to tally my vote, and there's not going to be any more of these debates. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, you're going to be stuck with commercials, and you're going to be stuck with the day-to-day media coverage of this thing. And one of the other frustrating things about that thing last night is just clearly the reporters that were there, their hands were tied. There was no leg room for them to do their jobs. You and I, we've talked about this before. I know I sound like a broken record, but you've got to give reporters the opportunity to ask more than one follow-up question because you can see the candidates not answering. And if they know, if they can just hang on for 30 seconds, there's not going to be a follow-up, and guess who wins? They do. The voters and the listeners lose.
And before, you made a great point when we talked to you earlier, Tim, about Snyder might have made a slip-up.
Yeah. Well, here's the point. He said in the opening lines when Bonnaro threw this thing into the fire about the China...
DeSera?
The DeSera thing. He said in the debate, there is no DeSera operation in China. That's what he said in the debate. After the debate, he said, well, yeah, there was. They issued a press release clarifying it. Now, the question is going to be that the Democrats, I think, will raise, Tony. Was he telling the truth in his original answer? Maybe he didn't know there was an operation in China in which, if he's such a hotshot business guy, how come he didn't know? Or maybe he had a senior moment at the tender age of 52. Something was going on there because he said one thing in the debate and another thing after the debate. That's a potential opening, as tiny as it is, for Bonero to stick his big nose in, and my guess is he will do just that.
One thing I wonder, too, was why Snyder wasn't exploited from the business point. If I'm a businessman, it seems to me some of the tactics that he used, the selling of the stock options, getting out of the car, that was good business. Yes, some jobs were lost, but other people did benefit.
Right.
So
He brought back jobs to Michigan, he says.
Right. But I just was surprised that he didn't say, look, in this arena, this is what I did. That's what you do to win. And, you know, in this arena as governor, you know, that won't be my way to go.
Well, there was a question as to how they would act, you know, if they were governor. And I don't think they fleshed it out. And I think Bonero missed one grand opportunity to hit a home run, which would have clearly made him the winner. And that was on the foreclosure issue. Remember, just on the chronology here. On Thursday, he goes to Detroit and tells business leaders, if you're a bank that's messing with people in foreclosure, I'm going to come after you. The very next day, the largest bank in the state, Bank of America, says, we're on board. We're going to play ball. He didn't connect those dots. He could have stood there last night and said, on one day I called for something, and on the next day the banks followed. Ladies and gentlemen, that is real leadership. While my opponent was defending the banks, I went after them, and I got one of them. Did you hear that?
No.
You didn't.
No.
Missed opportunity.
I heard Snyder say, you know, let it roll as it will. There are rules and regulations
right.
in that. Verge says, I'd rather err on the side of the people as opposed to the
which
banks.
Which is a good point, but my point is he had a perfect example of what would be a good example of leadership, and he completely missed it. Completely missed it.
Tim, big deal about the two liens filed on the Snyder companies?
I don't even know if that's going to resonate with anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
This is a 20-point lead. Snyder did exactly what he needed to do, and I don't think that lead evaporated last night. But, you know, there's still a ways to go. You don't want to call this thing over before it's over. But both of them gave good performances last night. If you're political handlers, you're very happy with what you saw last night. If you're a political viewer and you were smart enough to watch it twice, I'm impressed with that, you came away sort of wondering, geez, what did I get here?
Tim, has there ever been an instance when there was a situation like this where we didn't get the beef, where there was a public outcry from voters or the media?
There'll be a little ranting and raving, like Stephen Henderson, one of the moderators, wrote a piece this morning that said, you know, I gave him a chance to answer a clear question with specifics and I didn't get it. Welcome to the club. I think that's the general impression in the press corps. But, you know, life goes on. It's a beautiful day in Michigan. The Lions won. everything is fine. And you started this conversation on the right note, and we ended on the right note. In the grand design of things, sports trumps politics.
Enjoy your day.
You too, buddy.